This is a tape made at Three Rivers at the St. Anthony's Retreat Center of all the people that in California that are on the boycott and people going on the boycott. The date is January 27th, 1969.
First, group one and two are supposed to report back on direction.
Alright, are you set? ¿Están listos? A ver, vamos a testear qué tan buenas son sus ideas. We're going to try and test your ideas and see how good they are and how well you can defend them. So feel free to punch your ideas as they're presented by the different committees. Those of you who are not in the committee, feel absolutely free to raise questions with it. Because the big problem is we want to get away from the, how should I put it, from the
theoretically.
Well, we want to get away from the crap, and we're going to get down right to business, right down to getting the thing done. Lo que tratamos de hacer aquí es, vamos a tratar de eliminar la plática y tratar de ver cómo conseguir exactamente cómo se hace el negocio. De manera que las ideas que ustedes traigan se van a ser cuestionadas y esperamos que se sientan libres de criticarlas. No criticar a la persona, pero criticar las ideas, ¿eh? Well, the first one is direct action tactics. And I think it's appropriate to tell you, before we call on group one, that Andy Imutan is probably either in jail right now, going to jail, or being very, very successful because he's staging a sit-in in one of the large chain store general offices in Baltimore. And it seems to me that that's a direct action. The other thing that I'd like to mention is, before we go on, is that nice guys have, throughout the ages, have done very little for humanity, except, you know, be pious and talk nice. It isn't the nice guy that gets things done. It's a hard-headed guy that knows where he's going and has the guts to carry out his convictions. Estamos hablando de la primer tema aquí, el grupo número uno, es las tácticas de acción directa. Y reporto que Andy y Mutano ahorita que está en Baltimore, está en la cárcel, o va posiblemente rumbo a la cárcel, o está teniendo mucho éxito porque van a tener una demostración donde se van a sentar adentro de unas tiendas en Baltimore. Y con él van a ir un grupo de padres y humanistas de renombre en Baltimore. Accompanying Andy in Baltimore will be several ministers and priests and also some of the top labor leaders in Baltimore. And the FL-CIO has agreed to bail them out and to provide attorneys for them. So that's, you know, if you can do those, if you can have direct action and then get this kind of help from labor, you know, you're accomplishing, you know, a small miracle. Digo que durante la época de, toda la época de la historia del hombre, los buenos, la gente buena nunca ha hecho nada para la gente. La gente que son muy buenos y que a todos les dan su lado, no son los que cambian el mundo. Los que cambian la sociedad son aquellos quienes tienen amor para el prójimo, pero son testerudos, son caprichudos. Sí. Y sin capricho no hay nada. We have a beautiful word in Spanish, we call it capricho.
It's stubborn.
If it's the same meaning. But in Spanish, the word capricho means someone that's going to do it, you know, come hell or high water. It's going to get done because he wants it to get done. And I think that's what we... Then, see, the boycott, all the union activities have been on a voluntary basis. Well, if you want to go, you can go. If you want to do it, you can do it. And there's no real heat on anyone. You know, if a guy makes a mistake or if he doesn't get things done, we sort of, well, we don't like it, but that's going to change. There's going to be heat on all of you to produce. If you don't produce, we want to know why you're not producing. Because we're not going to win with this sort of kind of it's kind of a very strange relationship that we built. You know, we're afraid to speak the truth. If somebody's not doing his job, we kind of hate to tell him he's not doing it. That's got to change because the opposition that we're faced with, like Mr. Mendoza, I'm sure, you know, gets hell day and three times a day before he eats because he's getting paid good money. And he, I understand, went out and told the guards that he was going to stop the boycott. And he's getting good money, he's not stopping the boycott, so I'm sure he's catching hell before breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Digo que tenemos un costumbre en la unión que vamos a cambiar, y es de que pues la gente va y si quieren hacer trabajo lo hacen, y si no, pues no lo hacen. Y eso va a cambiar, tanto en Deleno como en boicoteo. Si alguien va al boicoteo y no está produciendo resultados, se le va a llamar la atención por qué no está produciendo y vamos a exigir que produzca o que nos diga por qué no está produciendo. Porque no se puede ganar la causa con excusas o no se puede ganar la causa si no hay algo de presión para que produzca, para que sepan. Por ejemplo, hay un dicho en español muy bueno que dice que la carga hace andar al burro. Y así es lo que vamos a hacer. Es que lo vamos a cargar y luego esa carguita lo hacen andar ustedes mismos. Unos andan de por sí porque saben cómo hacerlo. Otros trabajan duro y no pueden hacerlo porque no saben. Y eso no importa. Me gustan esos. Los que no puedo, los que no quiero son los flojos. So there are three categories. You know, the guy who can go out there and turn the whole thing upside down and get production and get results. Of course, to me, this guy is very valuable. I have something in common with him. I like him. And there's a guy who works his head off and can't get things done. Fine. He can be taught. Then there's a lazy guy that won't do anything. That one, that guy has no business in the union. And that's what we're going to play from now on. The guy who purposely doesn't work and finds all kinds of excuses for not doing things, that's got to stop. This is very plain talk, but this is what it's coming to. Yes. And if we don't do that, then we destroy ourselves because those who work are constantly demoralized by those who do not work. And then we'll have some more harsh words about money later on in the program. So we're going to call now on group number one on direct action tactics. And whoever's going to report, be prepared because your arguments are going to be, I hope, riddled with, you know, with questions. And if you really have a problem, you'll be able to defend. If you don't, it's going to fall flat. And that's going to be the test. All right, who's going to report for group one? ¿Quién va a reportar para el grupo uno? The acción directa. ¿Usted? Enfrente. Listo.
Nosotros, voy a dar un poco del reporte de lo que discutimos. No discutimos bastante porque tuvimos que hacer la reunión, no tuvimos bastante tiempo para discutir, pero voy a dar un poco de las ideas que sacaron. Joaquín Ramírez dio la idea de que en la prisión directa es ir directamente con el manejador de las tiendas y hablar con él directamente, y si no quiere. Pero antes de ir a hablar con él, a poner de acuerdo a uno de los coordinadores de la unión que trabajan en las tiendas, y luego ir a hablar con el manejador de la tienda y decirle que quite de allí las uvas, y si no las quita, le vamos a hacer pick and line, o vamos a usar toda clase de acciones que sean legales, exacta, no violence, no violencia.
Ok, que Bruce que haga que en pedacitos para no quedar.
La primera idea fue que... Oh, no, it's in English. Okay, the first idea is that they would talk directly to... they would talk directly to the manager, but before going to talk to the manager, they would talk to the union officials and so forth that would be involved with, let's say, that particular chain, you know, in order to have it coordinated. And then they would go to the manager and tell him to take off the briefs, or he's going to be hit by a picket line, or any other means necessary to take those groups, those grapes off, short of violence.
I'd like to have a question. I don't see how that can, that is direct action. It may be a threat, but I don't think that's really direct action. Puede ser que sea un amago, pero no es que es una acción directa. Puede ser que sea, no sé, a mí me dice que no es.
Yo voy a dar a mi opinión de cuál es la acción, acción directa. Para mí la acción directa es como dijo aquí el señor César, ir a las oficinas de las tiendas y sentarse uno ahí, o como por ejemplo un poco de sabotaje. Eso es expresión directa también. Nosotros usamos un poco de eso, pero no lo puedo decir en qué forma, pero es expresión directa también. El flaco, él dijo que lo primero que teníamos que hacer para poner esa clase de presión, ir a hablar con los supervisores de la ciudad para así tener el apoyo de ellos, para que en caso que tuviéramos alguna dificultad con la policía, no nos agarrara la policía.
Sí.
Okay, now one thing I'm going to do is I'm leaving off names when I translate. I think it's important to just talk about the ideas so that people will feel free to criticize. Es una buena idea no usar nombres con las ideas, así uno se siente más libre para criticar y nadie le pone en vergüenza. Ahora, el señor dio otra idea como acción directa. Uno es lo que llaman el... The first idea of direct action is a sit-in in a store or some form of sabotage as a way of pressure. And the third idea that was just brought up is talking to the city leaders in such a way that you have a city government behind you, and then you can keep the police from harassing your people, whatever you might be doing, picketing and so forth.
Vamos a hacerlo así, cada pasito, ¿eh? Lo que quiero es que la gente está muy seria, quiero a ver si agarro la reacción. ¿Qué es lo que queremos hacer con la tienda? ¿Qué es de verdad la única cosa que va a hacer la tienda que quite las uvas? What I'm saying is, I don't see going to the board of supervisors or the city council as a direct action. I'm not saying that it's not good. It's good, but I'm saying it's not direct action, because what is that one thing they will make the stores take the grapes off? What is that one thing?
Listen.
All right. Then if you're going to be direct action, there's going to be those things that directly affect the store in the most immediate way to get the grapes off. Si va a ser acción directa, entonces se trata de lo que va a ser directamente. All right. Who And then there's only two parties to it, as I see it. It's the store and who else? Not counting ourselves. Who are the others?
Customers.
All right. So then it's going to be direct action, and you want the store to lose money to negotiate. In other words, it seemed to me you take the strike and you create a strike against that store, as we're trying to create it against the growers. We're trying to get the growers to lose money, so you try to get the store to lose money. So if we think of the customers as the workers and scabs in some cases, and we think of the store as the employer, maybe we can begin to think of in more terms of direct action. If by direct action we mean we hit them directly where it hurts about money. And the other criticism I have, I want you guys to start making criticisms. Let me just have one more. You're not going to get any place if you get yourself on the defensive. The most stupid thing that anyone can do is to put yourself on the defensive. And if you commit acts of sabotage, you're on the defensive. You cannot, no one has won, no one in any battle, in any, name it, has ever won anything by being on the defensive. And the moment you get on the defensive, it's not your fight, it's their fight. They're pressing you. But the idea is to stay on the offensive, always. La idea es de que estoy criticando el asunto del sabotaje, porque en sabotaje, si se pone uno, en primer lugar el sabotaje, puede ser que lo que usted diga que es sabotaje, yo piense que no es sabotaje. Como un chapén no es sabotaje para mí, es una acción directa, pero destruyendo propiedad dentro de los que es sabotaje. Ok, y nadie ha ganado en este mundo ninguna victoria, nadie se ha ganado si la persona que está luchando está en la defensiva. Todo lo que se hace y lo que se gana es porque la persona que está luchando está en la ofensiva, está pushando, está jugando en contra de la oposición. Pero un sabotaje, pues entonces ya no es el pleito entre la tienda y nosotros, sino que es el pleito entre nosotros y la policía. ¿Me comprenden cómo les digo? Yeah, sí. Sacan el pleito de donde está. So, if it's sabotage, you get on the defensive very easily, because then the fight is lost. You then, the moment that happens, you're not fighting the store, you're fighting the police. And it's you and the police and not you and the store. Pero ojalá que ustedes tengan otras críticas o comentarios, posiblemente estén a favor.
Pues un comentario en cuestión al manager. Casi lo más del tiempo va uno con el pelado ese, ¿no? Cualquier tienda que sea. Y resulta que él lo dice claro, dice, no, pues yo nomás soy trabajador. Y naturalmente que dice, yo no quiero agarrar parte en esto. Puede ser que tenga razón, ¿no? Porque si agarra el helado, como nos han dicho nosotros, de agarrar el helado del farm worker, de remover las uvas, él no las puede remover, ¿no? Porque todo el tiempo tiene su piscina grande.
Bueno, ya sabemos eso. ¿Qué es el punto? Ya sabemos eso. Ahora, ¿qué es lo que quieres hacer?
Ah, pues allá voy.
Bueno. We know that he's repeating what the store manager say. We all know what they say. We want to come to the point. What is it?
Pero esta es una cosita que pasa. Va a dar chance, ¿verdad?
Mientras vengas al punto. Necesitamos una vacinilla aquí.
Right.
Y cuando no se salen. Cuando fuera el punto, vamos a hacerle así. El punto, el grano. If you're out of the subject, then this is the bedpan. Point to it.
Entonces dice, bueno, pues que, como en esta vez, ¿no? Dice, bueno, pues que Chávez no ha tenido nada que ver con el manager de las Lakis. Dijimos, pues nosotros no tenemos que ver nada con Chávez, este es problema de aquí de la comunidad. Si vas a quitar las uvas, o sentamos el picket line. Nomás eso, allá ellos que se arreglen allá. Nosotros aquí nos vamos a arreglar contigo. Yo no sé, está el picket line está jalando.
Pero ¿cuál es la acción directa?
Ya, es lo que.
¿Cuál es la acción de la comunidad, verdad?
Sí. Lo que voy a hacer ahorita, voy a repetir la vuelta, para que no se sientan conmigo. Yo voy a estar explicando a ustedes hasta que les saquemos de veras exactamente qué es la acción directa. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here, and I want to be pressing each and every one of you for direct action. We don't want stories, we don't want, we want direct action. Exactly what it is that you're going to do.
Okay, okay. La acción directa estuvo después de que sentamos el pick and line y cambiamos los signs diciendo a la gente que no comprar más en esa tienda. Ahí estuvo la acción directa.
¿Cuánto había en el picket line?
Como 18.
¿Por cuánto tiempo?
Todavía está, lo hacemos una vez por semana.
Esa es la acción directa, es una acción muy, muy indirecta. They picket with 18 people once a week. That's a very indirect action, if you ask me. Once a week, you know, the store operates. ¿Cuántos días abre la tienda? Lo que vamos a hacer aquí es, sin ofender a nadie, lo vamos a poner a pensar. We're going to make you think, and we, if you don't do it, I'll do it. I'll keep probing until you come with the direct stuff. Okay.
No, señor, ¿por qué no dejamos a Lupe que termine la tarea que se le dio? Porque todavía ahorita lo que se ha discutido no es ninguna acción directa.
Por eso es, porque si la dejamos, no se servirá, a veces cada punto lo vamos agarrando.
Discutido.
Ok, acción directa.
Well, something we found in LA sometimes, just the threat of a picket line or a threat of some direct action has much more effect, because they don't know how much we can hurt them. But if we make them feel like they're going to be hurt, and they'll be more scared. But sometimes you make them think that, you follow through, and then they find out that you can't hurt them, they're going to sit there and laugh at you. Now that's why talking to the mayor and talking to the union people and having all those people back you up when you go in to talk to a manager is important.
Yeah.
You have to prepare for a direct action and sometimes a threat of a direct action.
Yeah, that's psychological. That helps. The threat of a picket line, well, two things. First of all, if you got a big picket line, you don't have to say anything. Just go there and it'll be done. If you haven't got a picket line, maybe you want to use your tactic, because when you have a weak picket line, if you work it right, sometimes your tactic works better than showing your cards. It's like playing poker, you know? When you speak, please give your name so we can have it in the record, huh? Manager.
Well, as you know, la misma línea esa del manager, yo creo que deben ir todos ya listos. Todos deben ir picket line, todos deben ir organized. Sino que estén organized, porque si no van, entonces vas a chisquear.
Bueno, ya hablamos de picket line como acción directa, pero ahora queremos otros puntos de acción directa.
That's what I was going to say. You go there just without being organized, you know, and that's not fair at all.
We're not talking about the picket line, we're talking about direct action. So picket line is a direct action. Now are there any other?
What was that last name?
Okay, su nombre? Tu nombre?
Manuel Sánchez.
Okay.
Estaba diciendo el amigo por allá, pero dijo que...
El nombre, por favor.
Elías.
Elías.
Talavera.
Yo
no tengo que... ¿Lo digo yo también?
No,
lo que dijo que en veces el peligro de tener un picket line para el manejador es bastante para que sienta que le van a hacer daño. En veces eso puede ser que sea mejor. Si por ejemplo uno no tiene bastante gente para una línea de guardia, uno tiene que hacer que el manejador piense que uno tiene bastante gente. Pero eso también tiene sus peligros, porque a veces el manejador le dice a uno, pues tráigame la línea de guardia y uno va con 5.
Amén. ¿Tú hablas en inglés o en español?
Los dos.
Ok, fine. La otra, estamos hablando de la crítica del punto
de ir con los supervisores.
Yeah. La crítica de ir con los supervisores. ¿Y cómo puede ser eso de acción directa? The question is, how can you, going to the supervisors, is that direct action? That's where we're at. Okay.
¿Acción directa?
Señor.
Yo diría que
su nombre, por favor.
Jorge Robles.
va uno a la marqueta que quiere que quiten sus productos de los pasieres, entonces el de esa marqueta se niega porque él dice que es únicamente marcha ahí de la marqueta.
Ya pasamos por ese camino. Ya habló de eso. Estamos hablando de directa.
Pero me iba yo directo para allá.
¿Qué es lo que va a hacer?
Entonces a ese macho nosotros le exigimos que quite eso. Él dice, pues yo no puedo hacer nada porque únicamente soy el representante. Pero esta marqueta es parte de una cadena de 80 tiendas.
Ya sabemos todo eso. Okay. Al punto. ¿Qué es la acción directa?
Ir a la main office y hacer contacto el grupo de huelguistas que andamos cuando el de la manejadora del main office ve que va el grupo de huelguistas con su broche, dice, ¿qué es lo que desean ustedes, señor? ¿Qué quieren ustedes? Él ya sabe quién somos porque ya se oye mucho de nosotros. Entonces él trata de tener algún convenio con su cadena quitar los productos. Porque él ya siente que andamos.
Entonces lo que usted dice es que de la visita, nomás cuando Nesh iba a visitar a la cadena, a la oficina general, es presión directa.
Sí, porque vamos a hacerle al manejador que se ponga a pensar.
Okay. You should stand over here, I think, so you can just, go right on. We do it fast.
Okay, well, he's stating that his concept of direct action is to have a group of strikers go to the top executive manager of the main office that's in a city that handles 80 stores or something like that, and that in seeing this group of people, he might reach an agreement to take the goods off the market. And the question now is that direct action or is that sufficient?
Go.
Entonces, yo diría que acción directa podría también mandar delegaciones en una forma constantemente a las tiendas, si es posible, delegaciones de mujeres, a decirle al manejador de la tienda que no compraría aquí, no van a comprar uvas hasta que no pare de, no van a comprar provisión hasta que no pare de vender uvas. I would say that what I would consider as direct action would be a continuous flow of housewives to visit the store managers to let him know they're going to stop buying there till he stops selling grapes.
Yeah, I would buy that. If there's a lot of housewives, but if it's just a boycott committee, there wouldn't be direct action. Because you can't, you have to understand it, and all of us know that the stores don't respond until they feel the squeeze,
Yes, Peterson, I think that one good way would only work when there weren't shopping centers, but if you had a very large store and if you were to get a number of people to go to that store with their cars and park all in the parking lot, fill up the parking lot so that no customers can use the parking lot, and then go to the store and spend several hours in the store just messing around, but pretending to shop, fill up shopping carts, and then all of a sudden all together go to the counter and buy fashion articles, and then jam the checking stand so that people couldn't buy there also.
Yep, secret.
Tienen mucha gente ahí, era un mercado un poquito grande, pero no muy grande, no como un shopping center. De tener carros y de hacer llena la parking lot con carros de huelguistas o voluntarias. Y pues de estar en la tienda hace tres horas, dos horas o más, y pues de comprar un algo a la checking stand, que cuesta no más que 5 centavos, y le da $20 para cambiarlo. Y hay mucha gente en la tienda que y no pueden entrar a otra para comprar. Y se afecta
Could I clarify that a little bit? Just add to it. Well, what can also be done, so just to clarify a little bit, is after you fill the parking lot, your people can go in, say, and you can just mill around for a half hour, and every half hour you buy a 5 cent candy bar with a $10 bill. See, and you do this on a Friday night, and it messes up the change for that store because, you know, the banks are closed during the weekend. And then all customers cannot get into the parking lot. It's not legal, you know, but you're putting on economic squeeze. Lo que estaba diciendo, quería añadirle una idea aquí, es que está lleno el lugar donde se estacionan los automóviles, y la gente está dentro de la tienda, nomás caminando, y cada hora se compra un dulce de 5 centavos con un billete de 10. Y eso se hace, por ejemplo, el viernes en la noche, cuando ya se van a cerrar los bancos por todo el fin de semana, y le echa uno a perder a la tienda su cambio. Y porque no tienen cambio, tienen que estar dando cambio y cambio para compras de dulces. Y eso es otra vez una táctica que le puede poner mucha presión económica al mercado.
The only question is, I'll buy part of the idea. The only thing is, you're assuming you already have the people. You have a lot of people organized.
You have to get a lot of people organized. You have to get a lot of cars. They all have to have cars so that you can build the
Okay. Parking. Because we're going to come back to that, because that is contingent upon getting the people.
So
and that's one of the problems.
It's not direct action then?
It is. I'm concerned that when we think of it, we go to the town. If I went to the town the first day I got there, I wouldn't do that. Or the second day.
No.
I wouldn't do that until everybody in the community thought I was a real nice guy, and then I would do it. the question of timing is the question of having a following. But I would buy it, yes, it's a direct action, yes. That's direct. I think. Kathy?
Kathy Murguia. This is in line with what you were saying, but having cars stall on a very busy afternoon, maybe at different times in the lot, just to have a car not work, and it backs up and it causes a lot of hassle.
La idea es de que puede uno tener, probablemente se necesitan menos automóviles para esto, es que uno llega, tiene gente ahí en el mercado que se les descompone el automóvil, y de este modo se llena ahí con automóviles que no sirven. César había dicho que el único problema aquí es que esta acción no se puede tomar hasta que uno ha estado ya un tiempo en la ciudad y lo están apoyando bastante personas para poder hacer esta clase de acción. Y luego también que todos crean que uno es ya muy, muy bueno y muy cortés.
Before we go any further, I don't want to be the only one raising the points. You know, I think that Fred, I think you got to help, and Jim, you should help, and Larry, you should help me. All those of you who feel, you know, because see, we're speaking of two things. We speak of direct action, and invariably, you know, we speak of organizing. And it's got to be understood. So every time something comes up, I want to talk about, you know, it'll come out, I hope, in the conversation, if I'm trying to say. Larry?
The reason I'm not saying anything because I thought at first we are going to hear the ideas from the committees, and from there we could punch holes in their ideas.
That's what we're doing.
But here you're asking ideas also from the floor about direct action in connection with what's being brought here.
That's what we're doing.
I don't know how this thing is being...
Well, that's how we're doing, exactly, because in a way, until he gets on the report, we've forgotten if he has 10 points, we'll focus on one point. You know, we're focusing in every step that he takes. We focus on it. See, we have a lot of time. This is the most important thing, I think. It seems to me.
I'm sure about that.
Yeah. So feel free. The idea that you get somebody says something, you get an idea. You say, well, I'll wait until the end. You lost the idea, or you know. All right, John.
I think Kathy's idea about having cars stall at the entrance to a parking lot is good in conjunction with several other things at the same time. But I think it seemed to me that after two or three cars are stalled, they're going to catch on, you know, and then have a cop in there. But, you know, I think it's very good in conjunction with a picket line and maybe shopping and someone else suggested about using $5 or $10 bills for a pack of chewing gum or something, all these things together. Because you can use this 2 or 3 times and then go away and come back a couple hours later with the same thing, provided you can get the car. You wouldn't need a lot of cars.
Provided you get the people first.
Dice que la idea esta de los automóviles que se descomponen tiene que ser usando otras tácticas también, porque muy pronto se da cuenta el mercado lo que está pasando y ahí viene la policía.
Okay. Jim, Rudy, and then
Jim Drake. I want to attack the whole idea of parking as a very uneconomical use of time. Because one of the biggest problems is getting pickets to start out with. Now that takes a lot of time, and anybody who's organized, they know that that's exhausting to get people organized that way. But getting pickets who have cars, and getting cars, people willing to put their cars on the line and risk having them towed away or something, I think it should come on a very low on the list of priorities of things to try, because it's enough just to get my body there, but for me to take my car and put my car on the line, that's another thing too.
Está criticando la idea del parking donde se usan automóviles, porque dice que para él es una grande pérdida del tiempo por tanta gente que se necesita, y también porque es difícil suficiente pedir que alguien esté en la línea de guardia. Y luego al mismo tiempo, aparte de eso, decirle que traiga su automóvil y también lo ponga en la línea.
Oh, Rudy, ¿tu nombre?
Rudy Amaya. I was just going to ask about the money and small purchases and that sort of thing. There was something said about it could be done on Friday nights. I know when I was in Montreal, the banks closed at 8 o'clock, so whatever you did would have to be between 8 and 9 o'clock because the stores would close at 9 on Friday nights. Yeah. Friday night. So they're going to do that. I think it would be a lot better to do it on a Saturday morning. Nomás diría que una de las ideas que dijeron ahí que podían comprar cosas de Anigla o de Adaime con un billete de 10 o de 20 en los viernes. Cuando estaba yo ahí, cierran los bancos a las 8 de la noche los viernes y las tiendas se llevan a las 9. Así es que si esa idea se tocaba hacer donde estaba yo, entonces todo ese trabajo lo tuvieron que hacer en una hora. Y a mí se me hace que te vea un poco difícil. Así que si pusieran esa idea a trabajar, se lo hiciera mejor si lo hicieran en un sábado de mañana. Porque para los sábados están cerrados los bancos.
Bueno, yo decía que...
Nombre.
Antonio Saludado. Yo dijera que para la acción primero era ir uno primero a la comunidad donde están las tiendas. Y así la misma comunidad ponerle acción a la tienda, porque ese es la única modo de que le pueden poner acción. Cualquier acción que ellos puedan hacer en la tienda.
Se trata de organizar entonces,
¿eh? Sí.
Merecen la acción. Alfredo Vázquez. Señor Chávez, el grupo de Lupe y el mío, los dos, estábamos estudiando la misma táctica. ¿Usted cree que sería bien que la gente de mi grupo también diera la opinión? Porque nosotros tenemos diferente.
Usted tiene que defender sus opiniones.
Sí.
Yes. Yeah, defend your, my compadre's group, defend it.
My group and his group.
Well, you better come up here so you can defend your ideas.
Bueno, hay dos cosas que se tienen que decir en español ahora. Primero,
en
English.
Two
things have to be translated here. The first thing is that direct action first has to go to the community, and then getting the community to take direct action with the stores. And then the second thing was the idea that, some people were thinking, right now we're considering group one, but group two, for example, also took on the subject of direct action, just like in the other two categories, two groups took each of those. So everybody is asked to participate, no matter what group you're in.
Please.
I have some criticism about the Alfred Avila. I have some criticism about the change, about hitting the stores with a $10 or $20 bill. You will find this is a completely useless effort for the simple fact that in any major city, they have what they call change sellers. Because I used to work in a store. And if we were ever short of change, all you have to do is call up and the guy will come in and bring you all type of change. It can be on a Sunday night at 12 o'clock at night, you can get change. So there's no worry about getting change for none of the stores. This won't affect them.
Dice que eso de hacer la lucha de destruirle el cambio a una tienda no sirve porque en las ciudades más grandes hay servicios que si la, por ejemplo, la tienda se le acaba el cambio, puede nomás llamar a este servicio y le traen el dinero que necesita.
Usted, su nombre.
Vázquez. Voy a hablar algo, a veces esa palabra la entendí, pero en México. Y ahora las palabras voy a cambiar. Acción directa, nosotros la hacíamos en esta manera. Había un trabajo en una parte. Y, por ejemplo, usted es el presidente mío. Bueno, ese lleva ya toda su autorización. Vamos, 40 o 50. Entonces usted deja a cierta distancia 5, 4, 3, los que sean. Entonces los demás nos echamos con usted. Entonces estamos, cuando el mayordomo llegue a abrir el trabajo, se va a presentar con todo el piquete. Este trabajo no se hace. Así digo yo ahora, decir así. De tener, por ejemplo, los miembros que vayan, dejar unos en tal parte y otros en otra. Y presentarnos el grupo más grueso. Cuando vayan a abrir la tienda, hablar con el jefe del que va a abrir. ¿Quitas las uvas o te hacemos el piquete? ¿Qué escoges? Es todo lo
que... Bueno, eso ya lo vamos. Ya salió como 15 veces.
¿Eh?
Tenemos que salir de esa. Fred, and then Fred. This friend and that friend.
Fred Dresser.
Translation.
Yeah.
Okay. He's just stating, Cesar already responded by saying that this idea is already talked about 15 times, and that is of presenting yourselves with your whole ticket line to the manager of the store right before it opens and telling them, you know, take the greens off or you'll get the ticket line. But we're trying to get further than that.
Fred Dresser again. We had quite a few ideas here, and then we've had some people say they will or they won't work. How about some ideas that have worked, that have been tried, so nobody can say they won't work? Where is somebody that can say, well, we did so and so, and it did work? I think that'd be more practical than just trying to psych up some things now that people that have been boycotting haven't even tried themselves.
Lo que está diciendo es que dice que por qué en vez de estar discutiendo tácticas que se han presentado y todos pueden criticarlas luego que no van a trabajar y esto, porque por qué esos que tienen experiencia no hablan de las tácticas que ya se han usado y que han trabajado, y de este modo no estamos perdiendo el tiempo. Es su opinión.
Pedro.
I'd just like to ask then a question first.
Your name, please.
Fred Ross. they lost. when we pick it, do we pick it one store one day, another store the next day, third store the next day, the fourth store the next day, fifth store the next day, and so forth?
No.
So what do we do?
Lo que está preguntando es que si uno va a hacer línea de guardia, que si hace la línea en una tienda un día, en otra tienda el otro día, y luego en otra tienda el tercer día, quiere que ustedes le den sus ideas en eso.
No, we just stay in one store.
Why?
Because we thought that there was a way to stay there.
But why?
Oh, because this is the way that we make the director to stay there every day. If we go one day in one store, like you say, then the other one, and then there will be direct. The idea was to stay there in the store every day to make direct contact every day.
La idea es que nomás se queda la línea de guardia en una tienda nomás. Fred Ross está preguntando que por qué y luego se dijo que luego si no se queda la guardia de la línea de guardia en una tienda, que no es acción directa. Y eso es lo que se está discutiendo ahorita.
Okay, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
just
asking.
I was working my little brother with my science, and I don't know.
I just asked him about how they pick it. Do they go to one store one day and then forget about that, go to another one, and forget about that, and go to another one, and so forth, day after day, different stores, or do they stay in one store? And they said they stay in one store, so I asked them why.
I see. So you want to know which is direct action, staying in one store or going to a lot of stores?
Well, not exactly. Which is the only effective direct action?
He wants to know why.
Okay. Yeah, you have something on that, Peggy? You have the first. Okay.
My name is Peggy McGivern. We picket one market, or if we had more people, we would be picketing two. But we stay there, and we see the same shoppers. And the small grower that we confront one day, who may throw grapes at us the first time, the fifth day, they're taking a leaflet. And the third day, you probably had an opportunity to talk with this person. And they see you there day in and day out, whether it's raining or whether it's cold, and they know you have a purpose. I have found this to be true. I also had a comment regarding direct action, but I'll leave it to you.
She answered it at least partially. In order to get at the people, you have to stay there at least a week, don't you? Because different people trade on different days, you know. So at least you're staying a whole week at the very least in order to get at all the people who trade there. All the people who trade there. In order to hurt that manager in the worst possible way. That's what we're trying to do. That's the direct action part. The reason I bring that out is because it seems to me when we think about different types of direct action, we have to keep in mind all the time when we come out with an idea about direct action, we got to think of the next step. Is this really going to hurt? Or is it just going to be a temporary little irritant? No. Is this kind of direct action really going to hurt us? Or is it going to be able to say, oh, well, they're just doing it today, and tomorrow they'll be gone, you know? And I can't prove this, but I'd be willing to bet that at the big meetings that the chain store managers have, they're told this, you know. Yeah, well, I know you got your gripe, they do this, they do that, and so forth, but don't worry about it. They'll only be there a couple of days, or they'll just do that shopping one day, and they'll be gone the next. You can put up with a little loss or a little aggravation. They'll be gone the next day, or sure, they'll have two cars out there in the parking lot. Usually that's absolutely impossible, but the pickets haven't even got enough cars to get there. They all have to gang up in one car to get down there themselves. We've got to think about, is this going to be a continuous thing, you know, for say at least a week? And if it is, then you've really got to get it organized, and you can't expect it to go on for month after month. But at least for a week, so that when those managers are meeting and somebody says, oh, forget about it, they'll be gone today. Oh, no, they won't. They stayed a whole week there and drove a hell of a lot of customers away. No. You can't ever let them forget that you're going to stay there. That's one of the main reasons we don't just pick out any store. We try to get the right store. So that we can stay there, so that we could do some real damage and keep on doing the damage, instead of just picking out any store and after a day or two, oh, I guess we're going to have to leave, we're not doing any good here. That's just a big waste of time.
Ahora lo que estás estuvo diciendo en el es que la razón que uno se queda con la línea de guardia en una tienda es porque de este modo la gente, los clientes se dan cuenta que hay algo pasando Si ven a uno ahí cada día, el primer día puede ser que le echen, le avienten uvas o lo insulten, pero luego vienen después y todavía lo ven ahí, está nevando y todavía lo ven allí, pues están la gente se empieza a dar cuenta de lo que está pasando. Y luego también Fred Ross dijo que la razón que esta clase de acción directa puede ser efectiva es nomás cuando verdaderamente le va a doler económicamente a la cadena. Si uno tiene una línea de guardia en una tienda un día y luego la cambia cada día, pues nunca le va a hacer ningún daño a la cadena, nomás va a ser un irritante que no es permanente. Uno debe poder decirle al manejador, vamos a estar aquí 2 años si es necesario. Y de ese modo la cadena empieza a perder dinero. De otro modo no hay nada, no se está perdiendo el tiempo.
Este joven está aquí.
I would like
your name, please.
My name is Gary Olson. I think that a tactic that should be used in coordination day, which you don't really have to worry about staying for a week or how long it's at, is to put kind of all your eggs in one basket. That is, you know, get a tremendous picket line just once, you know, where you have maybe 50 pickets, real militant mouth pickets. I mean, and to where you can build a reputation for your picket line. So that the next time, maybe you can go alone and first have asked the manager to pick up the grapes, kind of passively, he said no, so then being the nice guy, you kind of let loose your dogs, and they all hit the store. But so the next time, when you hit the next store, they'll say, the manager, like in San Jose, they seem to have been quite close together. Like the managers of the stores we have picketed, generally, in the past, they're generally at the same store we're picking that day. They can all come together and want to pick them in. And if you do have a reputation for your picket line, many, many times just the threat of your picket line would be enough to that a week would be just, it's not necessary. One day is enough.
Let me interject something here because let me just clarify what he's saying and what Fred said too. We've only had we've only had one wine boycott, one pure wine boycott, all wine boycott. And then we had one liquor, which included mostly hard liquor, but then we had some canned, you know, the Giorgio. But because of those boycotts, we've gotten about 6 contracts. I wonder if that teaches us a lesson. I wonder, you know, if what's happening in California with the wine growers doesn't really teach us a lesson about doing the boycott. Think for a while that a chain store, that all the chain stores are wine growers, and that if one store, you're successful with one store, you can translate that pressure to the others. Okay.
Okay.
Your name, please.
Frank Rodriguez.
Oh, it's an Unido.
Pero eso es en español, ¿verdad? Ok. No, pero lo que se ha dicho es que es muy necesario añadirle a la táctica esa de tener línea de guardia. Y eso es hacer una reputación para su línea de guardia que usted tenga. Que la primera vez que va a ser línea de guardia, que sea una grandísima línea de guardia, 50 personas o algo así, con un ruidazo y todo el asunto, Que se asuste el manejador. Y de este modo, el peligro que usted puede ofrecerle al manejador de línea de guardia es mucho más de lo que iba a ser de otros modos. Ahora, César también dijo que para clarificar estas ideas, que pensando del boicoteo del vino, de licores y luego de algunos productos de bote que han traído algunos contratos, que si esto no nos enseña algo acerca del boicoteo, que si no es posible cambiar la presión de un lugar a otro después de que una tienda se ha rendido. Por ejemplo, pueden pensar de una tienda como un ranchero de uva para el vino. Y si se rinde una, si no es posible cambiar la presión a otra, por haber hecho esa victoria, poder poner presión a otras tiendas, otras cadenas.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Frank Rodriguez. I just wanted to expound a little bit on something that he said. I know that a lot of the question, you know, like he said, a large picket line, and a lot of people right away think, well, how are we going to get a large picket line? But one method that will work, because it has worked, is to arrange some type of a rally or a march. And you have these people all fired up, they've got incentive going, and they've got things going for them. Then you have a store picked out in a strategic area. So you're going to hit this certain area, and you pick out a certain store that maybe has 6 or 8 stores in the chain. You've got these people worked up at this rally, okay, we're going to have a mass picket at such and such a store. And the picket line isn't just one where people are walking back and forth, but maybe you have a lot of shouting and chanting and things like this. And this gets the people there. This shows that store that you have force. And they don't know how you get the force, but all they know is that you have it. And if you have it in a strategic area where there are several stores nearby, they're going to hear. And this helps give you the reputation of a large picket line, even if you can't get a hold of it all the time.
Bill, you haven't said
anything.
Oh. I'm Bill Chandler.
Just a moment.
I like to.
Just a moment. What have we got?
Antes de hacer una línea de guardia, una buena idea es de hacer, por ejemplo, una marcha o una junta grande donde la gente se alborota todo y todo así. Esto y luego, inmediatamente después de eso, haber también ya escogido una tienda cerca de donde se hizo la junta. Y así uno les dice, miren, ahí está esa tienda, agárrensela. Luego todo el movimiento se va para allá. Y los de la tienda, los manejadores, no van a saber por cómo agarraron tanta fuerza. Lo único que saben es que hay fuerza.
Okay, I'd like to take issue with the ideas of an instant massive picket line or an instant shopping or whatever. Those things, to amend what Fritz said, I think it only has a one-day effect, and I think no matter how many people you have there on one day, you're going to get the same effect at the manager's council. But I think what is done is once you pick out a store in a neighborhood that you feel that could be sympathetic, that before you even pick at the store, and I think we've done it and we've proved that it worked, you go into the neighborhoods immediately surrounding the store. These are neighborhoods that are close enough so you have daily patronage from them. And leaflet the neighborhoods door to door and let the people know what you're doing so that when they do come to the store, they'll immediately recognize the line on the day that you set it up. I think the way that we've done it, we've began small, usually with just a few of us, people from Delano or so on that store. And at the same time, we've been going to meetings and organizing and gathering more and more people so that, say, the end, during the period of 2 or 3 weeks that you pick at the store, each day you build up with more and more people. At the same time, you're talking to the customers, you're reducing the patronage, and the psychological effect against the manager and maybe the supervisor of the chain is that these people are really cutting down the neighborhood, and even people in the neighborhood are joining the picket lines. Maybe we'd better do something about that. I don't believe in the one-shot deal. I don't think that it's effective. I believe in long, continuous plans.
Lo que dijo es que él critica cualquier método que de cosas instantes. Por ejemplo, no tiene que una línea de guardia grande el primer día, porque dice que el efectivo que tiene, como dice, la fuerza que tenga una táctica de esta, nomás dura un día, y después de eso se desbarata. Que lo que han encontrado ellos, que en veces ha trabajado, es que se uno va de casa a casa, en las casas que están alrededor de la tienda, donde uno va a tener la acción. Y de este modo, cuando van a empezar a tener su línea de guardia, los clientes ya reconocen luego de qué se trata el asunto, por qué está esa línea allí. Y luego, si tienen suerte, con el tiempo las líneas de guardia van creciendo. Y de este modo, el efecto psicológico que tiene la línea de guardia es mucho más, porque los manejadores ven que está creciendo el movimiento y empiezan a ver sus propios clientes de ahí de cerca que están también en la línea de guardia. Y puede ser que esto tenga más efecto que una línea grande en el primer día y luego desbaratada después.
Ok, I'm sorry. Who has it? Roy.
Well, we have found Roy Valdez. We done it in East Oakland, and we have loudspeakers, and around the areas, we go and tell the surrounding areas around that store, telling that such a day we're gonna have a picket line and we like for them to respect it. Now, the only way we have seen it is to put a small picket line. I'm not talking about strong. Small picket line and just yell and shout and wild and all this, Viva Cesar Chavez and all this. And the people see their reaction and they read the signs by FL-CIO, so the people is supporting us. They just take off because they don't want to cross no picket line. And so what we are demanding just to keep that empty parking lot empty as it can be, and we have done it, and it is really effective, and this is the only strong way that I can see it can be done.
Just a moment. You said that you go around the neighborhood first before you took out the picket line?
Yes, sir.
I think that ought to be considered, because consider that they go and talk to the people and then they put up a picket line. Well, it seemed to me that that this makes some sense, you know. They're actually sort of adding strength to the picket line by going to talk to people before the line stops. I think before we get through, we're going to come down to the what I consider to be the real basis of a boycott.
Excuse
we
me.
Haven't hit it yet. Let me see, Tony and Tony Mendez, and luego Jerry Brown, and luego have you spoken, John? No, you also spoke. Both of you, obviously. Okay, then Elias. Sí, español.
Okay. Dijo que otra cosa que se ha hecho en Oakland es usando micrófonos de alta amplificación en autos. Van así por toda la área donde van a hacer pico, en la línea de guardia, diciéndole a los clientes que por favor no la vayan a cruzar o que no compren la uva y todo eso. Y luego cuando hacen línea de guardia, las líneas no tienen que ser muy grandes, pueden ser muy chiquitas, pero con mucho ruido, viva la casa, viva César Chávez y todo eso. Pero la gente ya sabe de qué se trata, no nomás llegan y hay una línea de guardia que no entienden. Luego César dijo que esta es una idea que le debían dar a ustedes consideración, que puede ser que sea una buena idea de ir de residencia a residencia con la causa, así la gente sabe de qué se trata al tiempo que vean la línea de guardia.
Okay. Yeah.
I think one thing that Fred Ross has taught an awful lot in the organizing was that first of all, when you hit a store, there's one thing you have to keep in consideration, hitting all the stores. You don't travel all over the place. And one picket line here one day, another one the other day, because there's one thing that, according to not only Fred Ross, but to a lot of the Mexicans, el que mucho abarca poco aprieta. So the more you hug, the less you squeeze. You organize in the community by leafleting, by going through sound equipment if you can, because those are your customers that shop in that store, and that is where your money is and those customers. That if the people know already what that picket line is about way before it's set up there. When they've been introduced to that problem, that store is going to start losing money when the customers are going to be turned away because will have already been told what the whole thing was about to begin with. And instead of hopping around from store to store, whether it's a vociferous or a loud picket line, it's not going to get you anywhere, really.
No.
Not for the first day anyway. You have to have a very strong, concentrated, and organized effort in places where it's very effective. Where is it effective? Where there are working people to begin with. People that are very either strong union people or minority groups that are very strong that know what it's all about. En español, lo que digo es de que una cosa que siempre ha dicho el doctor Roth es de que el que mucho abarca poco aprieta, y es dicho en español mexicano también, y es cierto. Si van a andar nomás votando de un lugar a otro, nunca agarra uno una fuerza concentrada que está organizada. El único modo que se va a organizar es de que si en la comunidad misma se hace un ejército grande donde todos ya están bien sabios de lo que es la campaña, de que vayan de puerta a puerta con volantes, hablando en la comunidad, en organizaciones, en esa área donde esté esa tienda o ese supermercado. Porque entonces ya cuando es una línea de guardia y vienen las personas que son los que compran a ese mercado, ya saben de qué es la línea de guardia, porque ya están muy bien acostumbrados a eso. Y estas personas que compran en esa tienda son los que le tienen el dinero a la tienda, y si empiezan a perder esa gente, entonces empiezan a perder dinero, es presión entonces a los manejadores si la mantienen ahí, porque ya está organizado ahí. Y siempre que mucha barca, poco aprieta.
I think that we've been talking about the picket line. I think the picket line is pretty, it was small before we started, I think it's pretty destroyed now. unless you have something very short, because...
Yo nomás quería reforzar una idea del doctor, del señor Ross.
Doctor.
Pero muy...